Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We've got someone called Wendy. Well, I won't say your surname, but it's Wendy is the first name. You just want to be known as Wendy, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Wendy, where are you phoning from, my love?
From near Leeds.
Near Leeds. Whereabouts near Leeds?
Birstall.
Never heard of it. Wendy, what is this story? Johnny, get that. I've got a very good feeling about this. Put on that spooky music. Wendy, shoot away, my love.
Right, my ghost story is in August, last month, I went to Seattle on holiday, and I went on my own, and I stopped in the Marqueen Hotel, which is a really old building, and it was really, really spooky. It's so much character and everything. So, not the last night, the night before, I'd been out all day, been sightseeing and everything.
I know.
No alcohol was consumed. I went to bed early about 8 o'clock and I woke up about 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, I had a good night's sleep, really.
Yeah, not too bad. And then I was lay there thinking, oh God, go back to sleep. For God's sake, go back to sleep. And then the covers felt like they'd moved a little bit, you know, like slid off the side of the bed.
Right.
And then something leant on me as if it was leaning over me to check what I was doing to see if I was all right. Did that for about 5 or 6 seconds,
and then it
went. And for the next hour, I was laid in bed going, oh no 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 no.
Really?
Absolutely terrifying.
Okay, now Wendy, did it feel like? First of all, let's establish you were on your own.
I was on my own. Yes.
Had there been any mention of paranormal activity? You know, does the place have a reputation for that sort of thing?
When I mentioned it to the barman, he says, oh, yeah, they know about it.
Right. Tell me, this barman, what time did he get off work?
I don't know, because I had a few drinks and then I went back to my room on my own, so he was still at work when I left him.
Yes, he was still at work, but does he possibly have keys to some of the rooms?
I get where you're coming from, but no, I don't think so. I didn't see him when I passed to go to my room.
Because
might have been somebody else.
Because sometimes, you know, I don't want to get too technical in you know, a lot of literature. Some of the, you know, some of the dark gothic books, some of the old black and white films, Scooby-Doo, etc. It's quite often the guy, the janitor or the... I don't want to get too technical, but it's quite often the janitor or it's a guy who actually works in the building who's causing some of the so-called paranormal activity. Was he a big... sort of American? Big fat American fella.
No, he was quite slim and
slim. But so maybe if he was leaning over you, that might be more in keeping. I'm only playing devil's advocate. You know that, don't you? Because I'm, you know, I am a believer, but I just want to discount a couple of things. All right, here's another thought. You've been in that bar. You say you haven't been drinking. For some reason, you decided to go back to the room early. Are you sure you weren't pissed out of your head and you got some young cowboy to come back with you?
I would have remembered if that had happened.
Right, let me just clear that one off.
I'd have checked my phone and looked at the photos.
Listen. Didn't shake. Cowboy. And one last thing, you didn't have a pet with you that could have crawled over?
No, I didn't have my cats with me, no.
No? Okay, we wouldn't be allowed to bring them. I am just conferring with Tarawak. And yes. Yeah, okay. I've jotted down some of these notes here, my love Wendy, and I'm here to tell you that that was a ghost that you saw at that place, or you felt at that place. Did you smell anything out of the ordinary, old-fashioned, Brittle cream or something that smelt Edwardian in some way or of the War of Independence?
Not that I can recall, but if I do think on it, I will let you know.
Right. Did it smell of burgers, fried food and, fascism?
No. A little bit later on, it smelt of fear.
But that was you, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, my love. So then you laid in bed going, no, 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 no. And then when you got up, what did you do? I mean, presumably you got out of the room, or did you wait until morning?
The only reason I moved after about an hour is because I needed the loo.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so...
We hadn't been that scared then. Right, and so when did you... Were there other people in the group? Was there a sort of coach party or some sort?
No, I went on my own.
Where was it again?
Seattle.
Do you go on holiday on your own quite a lot, my love?
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. You're not tied to anybody else.
No.
I'll do whatever you want, get drunk whenever you want.
Oh, how lovely. Yeah, that does sound lovely. If you ever want a partner to go with you, I'm quite happy to go on a little jaunt with you.
I'll keep you in mind for next time.
Yeah, very nice. I might be able to, exercise a few spirits in the bedroom, Now, look, tell me, has there been any other, paranormal activity in your life apart from that?
Not really, no. It's one of those things where you think you see things and then you probably don't, but nothing as scary as that.
I've got to tell you something, Wendy. I've got someone here. Just when you were talking, did you say Seattle?
Seattle.
Yeah. He's coming through now. Hi, Wendy.
Hello.
Hi, Wendy. I'm an American fella from Seattle. I sure liked you on that holiday you had on your own in the room. Wendy?
All right, yes, so are you going to leave me alone?
Why, I didn't mean to upset you at all, Wendy.
No, you didn't upset me, you just really, really, really scared me.
Oh, well, I'm kind of sorry, Wendy, that I scared you and that. So, it's all forgotten now. Oh, and don't forget to buy a ticket to see Clinton on his tour, please.
All right, that's on my to-do list.
Okay, then go to Clinton Baptiste. Come on, that's enough now. He's insisting that you buy a ticket to my tour. He's gone now. He was a cowboy, and I think his name was John or something. Anyway, look, I want to thank you so much, Wendy. I hope that cowboy has managed to exercise something of your fear. Good luck with going on tours again. I hope nothing happens like that again, because they will charge you for the sheets if you shit yourself. Lots of love to you, my darling.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, my darling. That's me, John, and Tarawak, the cowboy and the Eskimo, saying goodbye.
Bye.
You know, love can conquer all, but sometimes the pressures build up and are just too great. This is a letter from a guy, we'll call him Kenny. Kenny is a lad from a humble but loving household. He has a hard-working father, and his mother is a salt of the earth type. Good, honest, working people. You know, common as dog's muck. Kenny often dreamed of the high life, designer clothes, fine wines, discussing art, and maybe getting hold of a nice bit of posh. But who, look at him. Poor, with a bit of a funny-looking mouth and that. Juliet, that's who. She was an accountant who worked next door to him, well-educated, attractive and stylish. With that in mind, Kenny invited her out. He'd saved up and they dined at a new restaurant in town. Foie gras, filet mignon, braised trout, served with a vegetable coulis, finished off with cheeses, fruits and strong coffee. All washed down with a 1964 Veuve Clicquot. A magical evening. Kenny felt there was romance in the air. He'd spent well over a ton and expected a fumble at least. So he was delighted when they crawled into bed at a luxury flat. And that's really where the problems arose. Kenny, stuffed with rich food and fizzy champagne, blew off in bed. He farted, and with a heavy duvet, the Dutch oven effect was more than apparent. His attempts at intellectual conversation on that romantic evening had been wrecked the moment Kenny let one go. He was asked to leave. Kenny says he's disappointed, but every cloud has a silver lining. It was touch and go as to whether he was going to shit himself, so he's lonely and he still lives with his parents in their crappy house, but, you know, he's hoping. It's a lovely story.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We're going to line three now. Is that right, Johnny? We've got, well, I call her a friend of the show. Rachel, you might remember some weeks ago she phoned up about a dirty ghostly gardener. A dirty ghostly gardener with green fingers and rather grabby fingers. That's fiddling with this next caller's clematis. Now, Rachel, you've got a little bit of a... Well, what is it? It's a part two to the story, isn't it? What sadly. Can we... Hello, darling. Sorry, my love. Hello. It was a rather long introduction, wasn't it?
It was.
Did you say sadly?
I say sadly, yes. I thought all was well.
Yeah.
I had a couple of weeks where I didn't have Herbert coming into the garden and...
That's right.
...touching me inappropriately. So I thought, lovely.
Would you like to just remind the listeners what Herbert the pervert was actually doing?
Well, yes. Every time I went into the garden, I'd bend over, pick something up, or do a bit of... Oh, sorry about that. No, it was another call coming through. I do apologise.
It wasn't a Herbert coming in on the celestial line, was it?
I don't think so, no. So, yes, he would... Every time I'd be in the garden, I'd be bending over to pick up, do some weeding, and
let's just pause for a second to try and visualise that. What sort of thing might you be wearing? Bending
well,
over.
Normally shorts and a vest top.
Goodness,
as little as possible if it's sunny out. So
lovely.
Yes, so be bending over, do a bit of weeding.
Yeah.
I'd feel a icy breeze across my face.
Yeah,
an icy hand. Icy hand on the bottom.
On the bottom, yeah.
And then it got worse.
Yeah.
And I was getting an icy finger many of occasions. Yeah.
Right. Not an iced finger. You didn't sit on a bun or anything.
No.
An icy finger,
yes.
Okay, all right.
And it took me by surprise, as you can imagine.
Well, yes, I can imagine.
But then you helped me
out. I have imagined ever since you told me all about it.
Well, you know, it was quite a shock to me.
Yeah, of course.
And then you and the lovely Tarawak helped me out.
Yeah.
We thought that was the end of it.
Was it the end of it?
Well,
or was it just his finger?
Well, who knows? Who knows?
Tarawak's shaking his head here. He's disgusted with this Herbert. All right, leave it, Tarawak.
Oh,
he's furious.
Well,
yeah.
Can I tell you what's happened since?
Tarawak, sit down. She's going to tell us. Go on, what happened?
So a couple of weeks went by.
Mm.
I was out in the garden, no problem at all, getting on with my garden, and I thought that was the end of it. Wonderful.
Yeah.
So one afternoon, I'm taking a little nap. Well, I was about to take a nap.
Right.
And then suddenly, the smell of cow manure came over me.
Right.
So I lay there thinking, oh, perhaps the dog's, you know, past wind or...
Yeah.
Anyway, remembered I'd left the dog outside. So the next minute, I'm lying there, I can smell this smell, and I thought, oh, my God, he's back. I could feel hands on my breast. Icy cold hands.
Oh my God.
So, as you can imagine, my eyes were open.
Yeah.
I sat bolt upright.
Upright, yeah.
It scared me, as you can imagine. I thought, oh dearie me, he's back.
Well, Tarawak's gone bolt upright as well, haven't you?
Yeah. Well.
And he's sitting up and all. Go on.
Well, I don't know when I imagined this, but I heard the words, tell that Eskimo to hit harder next time.
I think you're teasing me there, aren't you?
I'm not teasing you. They were the words I heard.
Tell that Eskimo to hit harder next time.
That's what he said.
What do you think about that, Tarawak? Yeah. Oh, he's... Yeah, I'm roughly translating. He's saying he's going to get a 1-2 spank right on his bugle.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, it was shocking.
Was it appalling or was it arousing in any way?
Well, if it wasn't for the smell of manure, it might have been arousing.
Oh,
but as you can imagine, it wasn't the nicest sort of aroma to have around you.
It was a smelly smell, wasn't it?
It was a very smelly smell,
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what can we do to get rid of this? I mean, I can pop over and see if I can exercise the ghost of Herbert.
Well, that would be wonderful, yes.
And just need some eucalyptus leaves, some powerful jute to spread around the place. Have you got any raw garlic?
Well, I put the garlic up like you suggested.
Yeah, yeah. Where did
and
you put it up?
It work. I put it in the garden.
Oh,
like
sorry,
suggested.
Yeah.
Do I need to move it inside the house now?
I think spread the garlic around.
Right.
I think if you can say these, it's quite holy words.
Yeah.
Let me just see, I've written them down here, sort of, in Latin.
Oh.
Herberticus, focus offus, please, yes.
Right.
And say that and spread the garlic around. I'm being facetious. I will ask Tarawak to have a little word. I don't like people attempting to finger some of my Patreons while they're working in the garden. It's out of order.
Yes, it is.
But good luck with your herbaceous border.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm going to see what I can do from this angle.
Lovely.
In the meantime, yes, any photographs of you bending over in your shorts would be most welcome. Not for me, just for our research files.
Yeah, of course. Yes. Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Super. Rachel, I want to thank you very much for that lovely story.
You're very welcome.
Good luck with everything. And
thank
as I say, spread the garlic round and hopefully this little bastard will bugger off.
And chant the words, Herberticus.
Yeah, Focusis Officers.
Focusis Officers. Okay, I'll try and remember that. Right?
Yeah.
Lovely.
All right, darling. Thank you, my love.
No,
bye-bye.
Thank you, Clinton. Thank you. Love and light. Goodbye.
Love and light. Shalimar, Shack Attack, my love.
Thank you.
Well, we've got another lady on the line. It's nice to have ladies phoning, otherwise it's silly men making up silly stories. This lady is on a hotline to the heavens. She's assured the switchboard, Johnny. And it's Sarah. And where are you ringing from, my darling?
Oh, I'm in Salisbury.
Salisbury! Oh, very, oh my goodness, the ley lines round Salisbury.
yes.
You've got, oh, blimey, round there you've got to Stonehenge.
Oh, yes.
And
Cathedral.
And, yeah, but it's mainly Stonehenge. Oh, the Salisbury Cathedral.
Yes.
And you've got ZZ's, haven't you? Where
yes,
those two, well, I tell you what, I eat there till I'm blue in the face, as they did. Right, now come along then. Let's hear what you've got to tell us. Is it spooky? Is it to do with druids? Is it to do with Stonehenge? Is it to do with ZZ's? Is it to do with the 625-foot spire and the Salisbury Cathedral? What is it to do with?
It's to do with a performance by one of your colleagues in the business, and
yes,
and she came to Salisbury, and she was channeling the spirits.
Right, that sounds very good, Johnny. Stick the bloody scary music on. Nah. Begin the big win, my darling.
Well, she had someone there whose name she thought was John, and she asked the audience if there was anyone that had John in spirit.
Yeah, I've done that. Just a second, can I rewind? What's her name, this person?
Oh, her name was Shona. I went to school with her, as it happens, but she was in the front row. I was in the back.
Right, so could you just start again and just try and explain? So someone called Shona, she was in concert, performing. What was she? Oh, she was a clairvoyant, medium, psychic, is that right?
No, she was the... Do you want the name of the psychic?
Who's Shona?
Shona's the lady that took the message.
Right, and is that the name of the psychic?
No. Do you want the name of the psychic?
For fuck's sake, can you just start again and explain the whole thing very carefully, Sarah?
Okay.
Right.
I went to a...
Put the music on again, Johnny! Sorry, you went.
I went to Salisbury,
yes,
to the City Hall, to see a colleague of yours who
yes,
deals with spirits.
Thank you. Called Shona.
No.
Oh, no. Called?
Sally Morgan.
Oh, psychic Sally Morgan, of
yes,
course. I do beg your pardon. I'm not sure how I'm supposed to know the names of people. I'm not a mind reader. Oh, sorry, I'm a mind fucking reader, aren't I? Anyway, yes, yeah, Sally Morgan. Go on, tell us all about her.
Well, she had a John come through.
Right.
In spirit.
Okay. Right.
And she said, is there anybody that's got a John in spirit?
Go
and
on.
This lady who was Shona, that
got
I went
it,
to school with.
Yeah.
She was in the front row.
Yeah.
I was in the back row.
Yeah.
She said,
yeah,
I have a John in spirit.
Yeah.
And she said, there's a message for you.
Go on.
She said to her, she asked her if she had a fridge freezer in the garage. And Shona said, yes. So then she said, is there anyone with you to
right,
stand with you, to hold you? Because she was getting a bit, you know, a bit tearful.
Jittery, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, her friend Lisa, who also went to school there with me, very good friends.
Okay, yeah.
She stood with her. Sally Morgan said,
yeah,
about this fridge freezer, have you got a basket on the top,
yeah,
with keys in?
Right.
And she said, no.
Mm.
But Lisa, that was with her, she said, I've got a basket with keys.
Right.
On top of my fridge freezer in
yeah,
my garage.
Good God.
So she said, well, John is saying that
yeah,
you need to look behind your fridge freezer because there's a set of keys that have fallen down and they've got a picture of a woman on them.
Go on.
And you need to ask your husband who the picture is of.
Go on. And she did.
Well, I don't know, because that was in the first half. And they weren't there for the second half. They'd gone home.
Do you think that she'd gone home to confront the husband over
Absolutely.
Over the... Good God.
Yeah.
And he's shown her the picture of the lady, and she's shown her the picture of Shona's husband, and Shona's husband's shown her the picture and said that it's nothing to do with him. Did Shona know her, the lady?
No, because it was Shona's husband that was in spirit, but the message was coming through him, but to her friend Lisa.
Yeah. How much does Sally Morgan charge for this sort of thing?
Oh, I don't know, because my friend bought the ticket, you see. I went as a plus one.
Do you think it's like 30, 40 quid?
Could be.
For keys on top of a fridge, I'm not charging enough. Sarah, Johnny and I absolutely love that. He's virtually fainted. He's giving it, a seven? He's giving it a seven.
Well...
You go shooting into the lead... with that charming story about Sally Morgan charging way too much, finding keys on top of a fridge.
Well, Clinton, I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
I was at another one of Sally Morgan.
There's more. Go on.
Yeah. I was another one I went to.
Yeah.
And a lady fainted. In the audience, she fainted.
At the price of the tickets?
No. She just fainted. Sally had to go off the stage because... She had to go because it was affecting the spirits, this lady fainting.
Hold on. Really?
Yeah.
She wasn't quickly going to check her insurance document, see whether she was insured for anyone falling over and hitting her head.
No, she went off stage.
Yeah.
The old boys that are at the side.
Yeah, I know, the ones who were feeding her all the answers, yeah. I know. Were they on a little walkie-talkie? No, I'm not.
Well,
if you're listening, Sally Morgan...
we love you.
Yeah.
We love you.
Yeah, they love you.
We love Sal. Yeah, we do.
She's wonderful.
You can't beat a bit of Sal.
Oh, you've got her. Psychic Sally Morgan, Mystic Meg Matthews, Colin Sixth Sense Fry, Derek Tenth Rate Akora, and Clinton the Mullet Baptiste. That's a lovely story. Thank you for laughing at that.
The thing is, Clinton.
Oh, there's more, yeah?
This woman... They were attending to her. Took half an hour. Sally was off stage for half an hour.
Did you ask for some money back? Because the spirits get very, very bored. It's a bit like VAR in the football.
Well,
if you hold it up, that you know.
Oh, we was all there.
Yeah.
We'd paid the money. 30, 40 pound, whatever it was. We paid the money. Sally comes. This lady gets taken off in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Right.
It's almost a shame she didn't actually cark it, and then Sally contacts her and says,
"Oh yeah,
you know,
that would make it more realistic,
wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
Sally goes,
say,
I've got someone here who just fainted, cracked her head on one of the chairs in the stalls.
Yeah,
can you tell us what it's like up there? And the woman shouts back from the heavens, "You're a fraud." No, I'm not saying Sally's a fraud, but no one will faint at my readings. That's a fact. The only injury that I've had was a very elderly lady slipped on some ectoplasm, which came out of my mouth, but that might have been less to do with the spirits, more to do with a chicken chow mein I'd had in Northampton City Centre.
Oh, yes.
I want to thank you for that. Johnny's given it a seven.
Thank you.
Please, if you do go and see Sally Morgan again, do come back and tell us about it, provided, you know, she doesn't cause you to faint. Why do you think she fainted? I mean, what was that about?
I don't know. But they took her out. Half an hour we waited.
Was it quite
was attended to.
Was it a big arena or quite close up? Because
No. It's quite big.
Yeah, okay.
And then Sally came back on.
Yeah.
With the spirits.
Yeah.
Okay. But she only did another half hour.
Did she?
She didn't make up the half hour we didn't have. No.
She didn't get that, no.
We were short-spirited that night.
Bloody right. Well, look, I want to thank you, Sarah. Very well done. Thank you. You're the best caller we've had in the last 7 or 8 minutes. So I want to thank you for that. Hello? Right, that's enough, Sarah. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you. Bye, Clinton.
Bye, bye, my darling. Bye, bye. Spirits fading. Bye, bye, my
darling. All right. Bye. Bye.
Patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.